Bell's Engineering, and time for the RCS Challenge. Ooh, Nate, what's the RCS Challenge? The RCS Challenge is essentially a way to build a radio station on the fly as quick as we can using G-Selector, Zeta, Zeta Cloud, and Revma for online streaming. The idea here is going to build a radio station on the fly and get it on the air as quick as possible, right? So let's just go ahead and dive right into it and talk about building a radio station from scratch. So you can see here, I have my G-Selector instance, go to Tools, Administration, just hit that little plus up there and adding a brand new station. This is my RCS Live station, and I need some music. So let's go ahead and add some music first. I'm going to go here in my advanced search, and I'm going to go and just add a brand new Active and True for RCS Classic Rock. And here's 107 songs. So the idea that I'm going to do is go to highlight all 107 songs. You can see here 107 songs. I'm going to activate these songs and put them into the hold category. Now, the goal for my quick station is I want to build kind of a classic rock, classic hits based on core songs based on era, right? The first thing you want to do is you want to identify what you want to accomplish on your station. That's the biggest thing, and only you know that. You know, here at RCS, we can't tell you how you want to build your station. So again, the idea here is I want to have core songs and non-core songs. I want to get some of our users here in the States out of their comfort zone. When you look over at what we have in Europe, they do a lot more goal-based scheduling. I want to do this. I want you to do that. And I feel like we don't have enough of that here in the States. And so I want to kind of, you know, build a station that's out of your comfort zone. And shout out to John Bonneau over G-Selector product manager. Love having conversations with him about music. And over there in Europe, he always says he's shocked how users in the States don't utilize enough goal-based scheduling into their everyday logs. Now, this could be an era-based station. This could also be, let's say, Billie Eilish has a brand new album out and you want to grab all Billie Eilish songs. What I can do there is essentially say from the attributes, type in A for artist, and contains, and in this case, Aerosmith. I'll just put Aerosmith. I know there's some songs in here by Aerosmith. And I can take all that, do the same thing, multi-song changer, activate it. And now I essentially have all of the songs by Billie Eilish that I can then go and do core songs, non-core songs, filler songs, and all of that jazz if I wanted to do that, right? So I'm going to close this advanced search, have those songs there for right now. I'm going to jump back over to my Zeta system for one quick second. Go to my modules in my library, open up my client-side search, go to my RCS Live Station, which is right here, and you can see there's all my new songs. I'm going to highlight these. I'm going to send them over to my Zeta Cloud instance, just to have those there and ready to go as well, because we're going to do that in the background. We're going to upload those as we build this radio station. In addition to that, I need some links. So what I did is I already went ahead into Linker, Advanced Search, hit a new plus over here, and I'm going to do now the title, T for title, and go down, and it contains RCS Live. So there's four sweepers I have there right now. Sounds great. Four sweepers, multi-link changer. Going to activate those, put them into the hold category, and let's go ahead and hit save. Yes, we're going to sync those with G-Selector and Zeta, so they're in there. Awesome. Go back over here. Now, I got to create some categories to put these into. So, again, out of your comfort zone for those in the States as programmers, go to the Goals tab, go to the Categories tab. You can see this is my completely blank G-Selector database. I'm going to go ahead here. I'm going to say, I'm going to rename this, right? I'm going to call this instead Core Songs and call this Core. And I'm going to add a brand new category and call this, you know, Non-Core Songs. Maybe just something like a N-Core, something like that, right? Hit OK, hit save. Remember, in G-Selector's clocks, we call for the category group, and then we schedule the categories in the side of that category group. This will come into play in just a couple seconds here, you'll see. Jumping back over to Linker, we'll do the same exact thing in Linker. Link goals, and then we're going to go to categories. And I'm going to go ahead here and create a brand new one. We're going to call this generic sweepers. And then hit a little category there and call it sweep, something like that. Have a brand new one and call it promo. And then we'll do a brand new category and call it promo. And we're going to hit save and call that a day. Great. Now let's start building our library here, right? So we have all of our songs in here. They're in the Z category or the hold category. Now, remember, I said I care about scheduling this based on core songs and non-core songs. And that's based on the era that I have here already pre-populated. So I'm going to say that essentially 1970s and 80s is going to be my core songs. So there's 82 of these. Go to my multi-song changer, station attributes. Now, I'm going to use station content for me here. So station content, call this a core song. Bring it in, hit close, and we're going to hit save on this. Yes, we're going to do it across the board in my Zeta system. Going back over here, and I'll go back to the browse, and you can see if I reset this now, I have some station content core songs. Now, I'm going to go back to my era and just say, hey, you're not coded 60, 60, and 90. There's 25 songs. I'm going to my multi-song changer here, and I'm going to sit there and do the opposite and say edits. Station content, add a brand new one, non-core, and put that in there, hit close, hit save, hit yes, go back to G selector, hit the browse, I'm going to reset my filter, and now you can see I have two station contents, core song, non-core songs. And from there, I want to start putting these into their corresponding categories. So core song, 82 songs, 82 there, multi-song changer, category here, put them into, you guessed it, core songs. Hit save, hit yes. That sounds good. Going back to the browse. Now we'll do the opposite, right? So again, station content, non-core songs. There's 25, multi-song changer, 25 songs. Always make sure to check that number. Non-core songs, hit save, hit yes. Great, that sounds good. Let's do the same exact thing with linker, jumping over to linker here, go to the link library, go to the browse. Let's close this advanced search, and we can see there's our four links. Highlight all of them, go to the multi. Actually, I want to just do, I'll do a little Christmas here for it. Check this out. This little setting we have here, invert link selection. I call this Christmas because back in the day, this was red and green, and it was just it stuck with me. So I'm going to do the two sweepers. So boom, boom. And then I'm going to invert those. Come on. Do I have this enabled here? Oh, I don't have it enabled. Ah, lame. Okay. So I'm going to do, I'll just go ahead and do the opposite. I'll just do this. Double click the generic live sweeper. And I'm just going to do the simple way and call this here. This is what? Generic sweeper one. Hit the next button here. This is my generic sweeper two. Put generic sweepers. Go back over here. Generic promo one. And then go back one more time and then have here, boom, 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 promo number one. Great. Save, done. There's our link categories. We got link categories. We got song categories, right? And we, of course, we have categories and the core song, non-core song. So let's go ahead here and really start to add some elements into the mix, right? Some scheduling attributes into the mix. Now, you can do a whole bunch of stuff. So simply put, I go to my goals tab here, balance, attributes. You can see their station content. I can see exactly how these songs are turned over here. So you can see roughly 76.6% of my database is a core song. 23.4% is going to be a non-core song, right? So let's exploit that and say certain things like I'm going to do my goals, balance, and sorry, my goals and content and do a brand new content rule and say, that core songs across all days, across 24 hours, need to be a count percentage of, we'll say, minimum 65%, maximum 80%, right? Because it's right in that wheelhouse. We know those numbers because we got them from the goals and balance and the turnover, right? That's where we got that from. Hit okay on there. Again, we're going to hit save again. That content rule, make sure that got saved, which it did. Great. So now we have that content rule in place. Let's go ahead and start building our priority lists. And these could be things you care about. Like, for example, maybe I have some research scores that I care about with MediaBase and Media Monitors, right? Now, I have some screenshots here for time purposes, but you can see here, like, for example, I can do like in MediaBase, you can see here with my MediaBase login, I'm looking at the top 40 this week rank, and there's my rank right there of the top 40. Maybe I want for my media base, I prefer to look at the Move in my top 40. You can see that I subscribe here to the top 40 in Move, so I can sort this and say, hey, these are my songs, how they're moving. And I can put that score into GSelector and I can schedule based on that score. Or maybe you have something like media monitors. I can pull it up here and I have, you can see here, I have K big with M score switching. And there's some of my scores for the M score for that particular station, right? And I can put those into the mix. Notice how these are like 2 point something, 0 point something versus the rank or the week or something is a little bit different. Where if I go over here to the KBIG M score index, there's some of my M scores there. You can see kind of some generic numbers. So the idea is you want to look at your research first and see what kind of number of values you get based on what you're paying for. And we can go back to the setup over here and then go to research. And I can go ahead and just create a brand new one and call this RCS Live. Now, I'll keep it simple. This is where those scores come into play, that 2 versus negative 1, the movement of negative 1,000, stuff like that. These are where that, you know, min and max score comes into play. I'll keep it simple here and just call it 0 to 100, right? I'm going to save that, go to my attributes here. I'm going to create a brand new attribute. And I'm going to call this, we'll say this is a bad score. Ooh, bad score. It's going to be part of my RCS Live, and it's going to be a 1 to, we'll say, 50. That's a bad scoring song, right? Sounds good. Hit the little plus again. Now we're having okay song. It's an okay research song. Nothing great, nothing bad. RCS Live. This has got 51, and we'll say to like 70. That's an okay song, right? Something like that. And there's my there down there. And one more. This is a great song. Yeah, this is my core great song, part of my RCS Live. This has got a what? 71 to 100. This is a high testing song. That sounds great. Awesome. I can then put this into my scheduler, into my priority list if I wanted to. Go to my goals and my balance and my attributes, and then go over here to research attribute. And look, those, if I refresh the station, you'll see those will pop up. Right then there as well. Some research attributes there. I got to reload my station for those to take. So we'll reload this and I'll show you that pop up immediately. Goals, balance, attributes, research attributes, and we'll figure that out in a second, right? They'll be there. So that's pretty awesome if you want to do that as well. So at that point in time, oh, you want to know why? I didn't assign them. That's why there's no values there. I haven't assigned it yet. So now that we have that in place, we can then go and do some basic priorities on here as well, right? And so let's go ahead and start adding some things that we care about. So I'm going to go and do the all aspect here and say things we care about. So day part rotation, nah, you're fine. I'm using the content rule there. Days at an hour, nah, that's fine. Hour rotation, yeah, let's do hour rotation, the goal in there. Do we have that in place already? Hour rotation, song, we'll do based on the song itself. Great. Then we have max per hour, nah, that's fine. A minimum separation vocalist. We definitely want that. And minimum separation of title. Probably want that as well. But yeah, it's some math in there. We'll do a spread on that. And then we'll do, let's see, past days, play windows. We have past videos in this too, by the way. But let's do some spread here. Let's spread the era, right? Let's go ahead and spread the tempo. Let's spread the title. The song's already there. That should be there. Song radial, song linear. Let's spread the vocalist. So we have era, tempo, vocalist, and let's throw in a yesterday in there as well, just for funsies. Hit OK. So there's our first priority list. And let's go ahead here to the hour rotation rules window, and let's start to add some values in here, right? So you can see what I'm looking at here is I want to put in some song for all day parts, all categories. And I want to essentially look at the yesterday, same hour. So I want to do yesterday, same hour in like 15 minutes, something along those lines, right? So I want yesterday, same hour, 15 minutes. That works for me. Let's hit this down below, F8 to copy the above row. Boom, 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 boom. That's populated. Great. Sounds good. Now let's go back over here. Let's just close this and save to make sure it takes. Go back in here. You can see there's our values right there. But now I want to do attribute V for vocalist. And I want to remove show assigned values. These are all my categories. And now I want my vocalist min sep to be what? We'll say 25 minutes, something like that. Sounds about right. And do F8, 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 F8. That's populated there. Hit close. hit save. And now we can see here we have both song and vocalist for Minsep yesterday, same hour. And did our rotation song. Oh, I put the rule in there. I don't want to do that. I want the our rotation goal. So let's go to the goal here. Our rotation goal. Put that on there. Perfect. Great. So we got Minsep vocalist yesterday. Our restrictions. That's good. Spread energy tempo. I don't need 100% here. I might do something like 75 for that. Era. Now, I am doing an era-based station, so I might make this more like a 90. Spread vocalist. Definitely want that at 100. Song linear, song radial, 100 works as well. This is all based on your algorithm of your you know, library. So some of this might be really, really intense. Some might be kind of simple and generic. It's up to you. And then just our rotation goal, let's give that kind of, let's say, 80, something like that, right? Perfect. So that seems about right. Sure. Sounds good. Sounds good to you. Great. Sounds good. I'm going to save that priority list over here. Let's go ahead now and let's see here. I'm going to my list. We did the links. We did the era. We did the research. You did spread era tempo, our rotation, Minsep yesterday. We fixed the priority weights, created the content rule. Let's go ahead and create the clocks right now and make sure those are nice and neat. So under the clock here, what I'm going to do here is do kind of a brand new one. I'm going to go ahead and create a, I'm just going to save clock as and call this RCS live. And I'm going to save this clock after creating it. And I'm going to essentially say, all right, so we want category A, 58 minutes. That's good. Average runtime is 3 minutes and 53 seconds, which means this element should start at 58:15 and then go for 3 minutes and 53 seconds, giving us to the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and add a couple positions here. Let's do a brand new link category group. And let's call this one be a generic sweep. And I'm going to copy this, control C, and go up here and we'll do song, song with a paste, song, song, paste. And, you know, right here, we'll say that's probably going to be a promo position coming out. We'll just do something like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and look, 1, 2. Great. And we'll just move this one up just one position. All right. Let's hit another brand new one here and call this a bum. That's going to be a promo position. We'll have one promo position coming up right at 20, and we'll call it a 1939, something like that, right? And then we need to build a spot block, right? So hit save on here, go to our spot blocks. We'll call this spot block. The runtime will be, we'll just call it, you know, 3 minutes for right now, but this can be wherever you want it to be. Hit okay on there, hit save. We'll reload this up because we have a spot block setting. Yep, I know that. And then from here, go back over my definition. Go into here, add my spot block, and, oh, I have to actually add a spot block here. So we add a plus, spot block, bring it up. There, and we'll go ahead and pull that, bring one up there, something like that. Some sweepers, just kind of fix the layout here a little bit. Ba-bum, and then ba-bum. Plus category group and generic sweepers. Come on. There we go. Click, click, click. Done. Something like that, right? Great. That sounds good. We're going to hit save on this. We got our spot block. Life is great. It's a pretty simple generic clock, but it's, you know, it makes sense for us. So then from there, we have our grid there. Let's go to our assignment. Let's go ahead and hit this little sign. And we'll just say, pick the RCS live from midnight to here, 11 p.m., Monday through Sunday. Boom, RCS live. Hit save on here. There's our brand new grid. Awesome. We have our clock structure in place. Oh, you know what? I want to have my linker category. I want those promos just to go to 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So I'm going to my link goals here, go to my categories, go to the 1, 2 down arrow settings. I'm going to go to my promo, make this 1. I got to move these guys down just a little bit here to make sure they're isolated by themselves. I'm going to take that promo category. Let's go ahead and make this disabled and slot it just for argument's sake. Kick override. I want this to be AB, 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 AB. So you can see I did the automatic kick. It gives me a nice little pattern here of just staircase across the board. That looks great to me. Love it. Awesome. Let's save that staircase pattern. We know our promo is going to rotate evenly right now as well. That's awesome. We can do some linker stuff too, but for just time purposes, I think we should just kind of move on and keep on going here, right? So now let's go ahead and schedule our log. Schedule over here. Let's see, what is today's date? The 10th? So we'll schedule the 11th. Hit schedule on there. Let that run. And let's go ahead while that's scheduling. So I got my songs in here. I sent it to RCS Cloud. I have the links as well. RCS Live, there's some extra links, the live promos. So if those are there, that's great. The schedule is going to go here, automatically populate over to my Zeta Cloud on top of that. So that's good. So let's go ahead and build our Zeta Cloud instance for right now. So here's our Zeta Cloud. And what we're going to do here is essentially go and say, all right, config stations. We have our RCS Live station, some data metadata here. Let's put our, make sure our now playing metadata is there. Players, we have no player yet. So let's hit a plus on here. Let's go ahead and call this player one. Life is good. Now I'm going to change this and put this to an Icecast client because I want to include Revma as a content distribution network, our CDN. And I'm going to put in some stuff here. So our password here is going to be this guy right here. And then we'll do AAC128 is fine. And then we're going to put in, this is the URL private. And this is the URL public. And okay, hit save. So now we have a player that should save across the board as well. Give that a couple seconds. Let's check a look at our schedule over here. So we can have here, boom, there's our schedule. And this should look pretty nice and even across the board. So you can see 75, 85, 70, 65, 80, 75, 75, 90, 85. There's some great stuff here. If I wanted to make this, like I really cared about era, right? I mean, I can go in here and say modify column and go and say station content, right? Put that in here if I wanted to. Station content, put it next to the era, something like that, right? And I can do something like this if I have that. Now, if I put tempo and energies in there, I can have that in there as well. And you can do certain things too. Like I might do something like don't ban a non-core song and a non-core song, something like that, right? And do a segue ban non-core into a non-core. If I want to do that, I can do that too. And again, I can make things like, for example, under, let's see, go to goals, go to attributes, station content. And core could be a nice, you know, green, and non-core can be a big red, and we essentially save those, go back to the editor here, and you can see, we can kind of quickly see, as you see, there's really no non-core songs playing back-to-back, because I told it not to, right? And now, I can even go over here to my analysis on this end, and I can say, show me the spin count here, and you can see that we have, all right, there's our spins there. I can break it down further, but why not look at something like, again, station content and say, all right, well, you can see here, my non-core songs is roughly 91 to 293. Is that good? Is that bad? You tell me. That's kind of the default there. I can even go even further and go to my goals and my categories. And you can see this is 6 hours and 40, 640. But I did the content rule. Remember the content rule. I want at least 65%. So even though these two categories are side by side, I have the weight over in the analysis of 293 to 91 because I gave the 65 to 80%. I found those numbers from the goals and the balance and the station content here. I saw that right there, 76 to 23. That's how I got that number. Those numbers seem to be great. If I want to get further analysis, I can go over here and say, hey, make this a 2. So that's 5 hours versus 11 hours. And I can save that again. Now, notice this is now, you know, essentially 86 to 13%. I can save that here if I wanted to, right? Now, this log should be over here in Zeta. If I go to modules and logs and select my station and RCS Live and select the dates, we have tomorrow the 11th. Boom, there's my log structure. So that looks good. I'm going to go ahead here and just make sure I send this. Oh, before I forget, let me go back to my Zeta Cloud. Yep, there's my stream. Going to close that. Let's go back to our system monitor. We should see our RCS Live as we load this data up here. RCS Live. Let's bring this online and activate it so that we are aware of what's going on. Now that we have it activated, we can go back over here and send this log over and publish the entire day. That's going to send that across to the Zeta Cloud instance. Going back to Zeta Cloud here, we should be able now to go to my RCS Live. And then, of course, we're going to bring this online as well. Yep, this is just an initial loading. That's all it is, saying, hey, I don't have a log for this exact hour because we don't have a log for this hour. We have a log for tomorrow. So, you know what? Let's go ahead here back to GSelector. Let's schedule. Let's go ahead and schedule today as well, right? Just to kind of make sure everybody's happy. Now, we're starting a station from scratch, right? So we would have, obviously, we're starting with nothing and building this up. So obviously, if it's saying, hey, I don't have a log for right this second, it's because you don't have a log for right this second, right? That's part of the problem. Back to Zeta, go over here to the 10th. There's our log for the 10th. And this will populate in just a second. And I'll send this across the board as well. Let me go ahead and do a little manual here. Yeah, I'll load it up in just a second. So let's go here. What time is it? 11:27. Let's go to 12 o'clock. Load that up here. And I'm just going to go ahead and manually just push this day across the board, right? So I'm going to go over here to my Zeta. And I'm going to say, hey, synchronize the day, right, for this hour range here. Boom. That's be good. All right, that's loading up over there. I can tell I'm maxing out my CPU pretty good over here. Let's go back to my Zeta. So we're going to load up this playlist. We're going to pick tomorrow's date. There's tomorrow. Yep, I know. It's saying, hey, I have no log for this current hour. Yep, I'm well aware. I got you. Yep, and we're loading up the hour right there. You can see a couple hours are loading up correctly. And then I'm going to go over here to my RCS Live up there. And we should start to see some things populate. So boom, there's our station, right? And so I can essentially go and say, all right, play this song right here. I can then do the listen stream, and you should be able to hear the station right now, just like this. And there you go. It's taking a second to load up, which is fine. I'll go ahead and replay it one more time. And then that's the stream. You can hear it right now. There you go. Actually, I want to go, hold on. I want to turn on my desktop audio here for a second because I want you to hear this. I actually have a pre-roll being built here. So this is the loading station.
The following is a test of an RCS Cloud pre-roll. If you had a pre-roll, this is what would air first before your RCS Cloud stream through Revma.
And there you go. I'm going to turn it off for obviously streaming purposes, but as you can see down below, we're building the hour playlist by playlist. Boom, 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 boom. We have the station on the air. We're streaming live through Revma, and we are good to go. So let's review what we did here. So we went to GSelector. We built a library based on essentially things we cared about. In this case, was core and non-core songs. We isolated it by era, and then further isolated that with a content rule. We went to the goals tab and the balance, and we looked at the station content and said, hey, this is what we care about. This is the rotations. Let's put in a content rule from there and add a content rule, right? Stuff like that. Then from there, we built a priority list based on MinSep with vocalists. Yesterday, rules in place, vocalist spread, song linear radial spread the era, rotation goals, tempos. We have those in there as well. Just a very generic one. We went to Linker and built essentially a promo and a generic sweepers category. We took those promos and did a 1-2 down arrow, disabled and slotted, did a kick override. So we have a nice staircase pattern of all of our promos. We went ahead and looked at research scores as well. You had some research scores in there. For example, the move for, let's say, media base, we can go and put in those research scores, add them to songs, and further control that and say certain things like, hey, notice that content rule that I just said, right? That content rule can be also bad testing songs based on that specific attribute, if you wanted to, right? And we can control those if we wanted to as well. And then from there, we built some generic clocks. So there is our clock and our individual one here, the RCS Live, built that out across the board. So that's great. And then we scheduled some logs when the editor identified how we had essentially, look at this nice green Christmas. I don't see any reds back to back, right? I didn't even put a rule in. It's just there automatically. And then from there, I looked at my analysis. We looked at that as well. Sent all of this over to our Zeta. So we have our Zeta system. Boop, there's our log in Zeta. We sent that over with the audio to our Zeta Cloud instance. Once we're in Zeta Cloud, I then went ahead, brought it online, created a log, got it all there. Hey, we are good to go. And look at that. And utilizing Revmo, we have an online stream. Put that in your app, your wherever it is, your third-party player, and we are good to go. And just like that, it's the RCS Challenge. We built a radio station on the fly. How cool is that, right? Any questions, you can email us over at local sales rep or support at rcsworks.com. Always here to help answer your questions. And as you can see here, we can build stations on the fly based on artists, based on songs, based on attributes. Whatever you want, we can get you live and streaming in a matter of minutes here with RCS. So until next time, I'm Nate. I'll see you then.